This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is asking Congress to provide billions more in aid to Ukraine as Russia's bloody war enters its third month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story. Apologies for the delay. Here's the story.
It's a $33 billion request for military, economic, and humanitarian aid, more than double a package Congress approved last month. This one is meant to show the U.S. is not growing weary of backing Kyiv.
The cost of this fight is not cheap. But caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen.
He's urging fast action in Congress, where there's wide support for giving Ukraine all it needs. But the president's also asking lawmakers to approve billions more to battle the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, I don't care how they do it. I'm sending them both up. I mean, they can do it separately or together, but we need them both.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
After nearly 3 years in a Russian prison, former U.S. Marine Trevor Reed is back in the United States Thursday after a swap with a Russian held in the United States. Reed had been convicted of endangering the lives of two Moscow police officers while drunk. The U.S. had called that trial a theater of the absurd. Reed arrived in his native Texas and will spend a few days in a military hospital to monitor his health. He was exchanged for Russian pilot Konstantin Yaroshenko, who'd been convicted of trying to smuggle drugs into the United States. He was arrested by U.S. Special Forces in Liberia in 2010. The official swap of prisoners reportedly took place at an airport in Turkey. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday that if Finland and Sweden choose to apply to become NATO members, the process could be completed quickly. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has pushed those countries to consider the move. Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels that the move is for the two northern European countries to decide for themselves, but he said if they decide to apply, Finland and Sweden would be welcomed with open arms to NATO. Russia has expressed opposition to NATO membership for the two countries, saying if they do join, Russia will deploy nuclear weapons and hypersonic missiles to Kaliningrad, a Russian exclave located just across the Baltic Sea from those two nations. Stoltenberg said this is fundamentally about the right of every nation in Europe to decide its own future. He said when Russia tries to dissuade other countries from joining NATO, it demonstrates that Russia does not respect the basic right of every nation to choose its own path. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is preparing a plan to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has the story.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says the proposal would reduce disease and deaths by helping current smokers quit and preventing younger people from starting. He previewed the agency's announcement in congressional testimony. Menthol accounts for more than a third of U.S. cigarette sales. The mint flavor is very popular among black smokers and young people. The FDA has attempted several times to get rid of menthol, but has always faced pushback from big tobacco, members of Congress, and competing political interests. Mike Hempen, Washington.
French television and radio outlets France 24 and RFI say the ruling junta in Mali has definitively banned them from the country after they allege that Mali's army carried out human rights abuses in conjunction with Russia-linked paramilitary groups. The parent company of the two outlets said it had received notification from Mali's communication authority. It said in a statement that it strongly contests the decision to suspend their services, calling the move unfounded and arbitrary. Mali's junta has also accused Human Rights Watch and Michelle Bachelet, the UN human rights chief, of making false allegations against the government. The junta said there had been false accusations in a report in mid-March in which RFI alleged or aired comments from alleged victims of abuse by the army and the Russian private security group Wagner. And recapping our top story this hour, U.S. President Joe Biden has asked Congress on Thursday to approve another $33 billion in aid for Ukraine to help it resist invading Russian forces over the next 5 months. Marissa Melton, VOA News.